Japanese.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101。
大家好 ，Hello and welcome to Cantonese Survival Phrases, brought to you by CantoneseClass101.com. My name is Nicole, and I'll be your language teacher and cultural guide throughout this course. This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Hong Kong or anywhere else in the Cantonese world. You'll be surprised at how far a little Cantonese will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com, and there you will find the accompanying PDF and additional info in this post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Cantonese Survival Phrases 15. Restaurant 5. Check, please. In the previous lesson, we saw how to order at a restaurant, how to get the waiter's attention, and then how to order your meal and beverages. Once you have all the beverages, and you finally have all the choy, which means dishes, you have ordered, you can start to enjoy the mouth-watering meal. If you are pleased with your meal and are ready to leave, you should say, 唔該, 埋單. Check, please. Let's hear it again. 唔該, 埋單. Check, please. If we break it down, first we have 唔該, that's please or excuse me. We follow this by saying what we want. The bill, of course. We follow this by saying what we want. The bill, of course. 埋單, 埋單. Now, this is literally translated as to close the list. Now, the 單, 埋單. Now, this is literally translated as to bury the bill or to bury the list. My is to cover or to bury. Dan is the same dan we hear in choy dan menu. Choy dan menu. And here we're using it in the phrase my dan, which means the check. My dan, which means to pay the bill or the bill. Now let's hear the whole sentence again. 唔該, 埋單. 唔該, 埋單. Now this is very simple. But what if you want to call the waiter or the waitress? What would you say? If it's a waitress, you say 小姐, which means miss. 小姐, 小姐. It's literally young lady. 小姐. And if it's a waiter, you call him 先生, Mr. 先生, Mr. And those are formal ways of calling them. 小姐, miss. 小姐, miss, 先生, mister. What if it's in a bar or in a casual restaurant, you want to call them 靚女, pretty girl. 靚女, pretty girl. Or 靚仔, handsome guy. 靚仔, handsome guy. Remember those, you get your bill faster, or even the phone number. So the whole sentence sounds like this. 唔該, 靚女, 埋單. Or, 靚女, 唔該, 埋單. Miss, can I have my bill, please? Miss, check, please. Or, 靚仔, 埋單, if he's the waiter. Now, when Hong Kong people go out for dinner, they always pay cash. Occasionally, they would use credit cards, but nearly never checks. They've always got money enough to pay the bill for their company, too. Not being able to pay would be humiliating beyond belief. And also, even if it says everywhere that tips are included in the price, in Hong Kong, tipping is quite important sometimes, especially in traditional Chinese restaurants, like the yamcha or drinking tea venues. I know a tip can seem preposterous on top of the service charge. However, it is courtesy and good manner to tip in restaurants, bars, and even in some cafes. About 10% would be appropriate. Okay, before we go, we would like you to practice what you've learned in this lesson. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud. You know what to do. You have a few seconds before I give you the answers. So, 加油! Now, the key phrase of today's lesson is, check, please.
唔該, 埋單.
And we learned different ways of calling Mrs. and Misters. Miss.
小姐.
Mr.
先生,
pretty girl. 靚女 Handsome guy 靚仔 Alright, that's all for today's lesson. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. And remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and pick up the PDF. And if you stop by, please leave us a comment. Bye-bye.